But right now we're going to meet Lisa McCleary, and she's living every artist's dream at home, but also abroad, because she had our first US solo show, and that was on Monday, April 29th, to Friday, 3rd of May in New York City. Lisa, good morning to you.
Hi, Declan. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us. So tell us all about the wonderful Lisa McCleary from Greystones in New York.
That's so sweet. Well, yeah, it's been absolutely insane. My first solo exhibition in New York City is something you only dream of. So, I was given a space by Gallery NC, a contemporary gallery in Midtown Manhattan, and they gave me two large rooms to showcase a new series of paintings, sculptures, and tapestries, and it was absolutely phenomenal. The reception was amazing, and so much support from the public and the Irish as well. It was an incredible night.
Right, so how did Lisa McCleary arrive in Manhattan, in New York City, and there's about 8 million immediately and about 15 million on the outskirts altogether, walk up to a situation, and there she is doing a solo show. How does that work?
Well, it's been a long road, so I'll take you back a bit. So when I was younger, in about 2011, I decided to move to Sydney because I'm half Australian. So my mum, Angela, made the move over there, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to learn from a new culture and inspire myself in a different art environment. So I went there to do my undergraduate degree at UNSW Art and Design Sydney. And that's where my love of art absolutely flourished. I was introduced to oil painting, and I started exhibiting around Sydney and had my first two solo exhibitions before I even completed the degree. It was absolutely insane. And I just loved it so much, and how the different environment changed my practice. I thought it would be great to go to New York, of course, because, I mean, it's New York.
Yeah.
I mean, where could you go? So I applied to do my MFA degree there, Master of Fine Arts at Parsons, and yeah, I got a position, one of 20 spots in the degree, which was insane. So I moved here 3 years ago and started that, and yeah, it's just been a crazy journey, to be honest. I can't even believe how much has happened in even the last 3 years.
Well, Lisa, you're not allowed to use the word wonderful, but just be very descriptive about your work. I'll say it's wonderful, but off you go.
Okay, so to describe the work, so I guess the current show that I'm working on delves into elements of painting, sculpture, and tapestry to address haptic sensations and the representation and embodiment of touch. So I'm placing focus on the pleasure of flesh and the way that pleasure translates into our desire for our communication devices. So to make it short, I'm basically looking at this idea of the haptic screen as a surface of relation, desire, and mediation, and a corporeal connection to the flesh. So visceral bodily landscapes that are both seductive and repulsive on a flat screen to mirror the way we consume imagery on the screen.
Wow. I'm glad I asked. I'm glad I asked. So, let me try and get inside that. How we react emotionally, maybe not intellectually, but emotionally to images that we see on a screen, and you want to reflect that, whether they be lovely or ugly. Would that be it?
Exactly. So it's the way we kind of navigate pleasure or sexuality through the screen, and how the interface has kind of mediated all of our connections to one another. I find it fascinating, like how we navigate our interpersonal relationships. And so before I was doing a series of work on Tinder and Snapchat, and this time I wanted to kind of think more in a sci-fi realm. So I did this great art and sci-fi class while I was at Parsons, and it just expanded the way I even considered using materials. So a lot of my paintings are on aluminum or metal to kind of reference, you know, technology and the interface. And so looking at fleshy bodily landscapes on the screen, some kind of sci-fi alien being.
And where did they come from? I mean, are they from nightmares, or are they from your imagination?
You could say. No, so actually I wanted to use a medium that's very tactile and kind of nostalgic. So I just thought of Play-Doh, something simple. So I made this palette of Play-Doh, and then I made these sculptures that are very visceral and, you know, gooey and ooey and, you know, kind of a bit disturbing, but also they kind of are seductive in their own way.
Yeah.
So I photographed the sculptures, and then from there I make hyperreal paintings or have them transformed into tapestries.
And what's next, Lisa?
Oh, my God, what's next? Well,
the world.
Yes, the world. I'm taking over the world. One step at a time. At the minute, I'm applying for my artist visa. So, I mean, it's been so great over here. I'd love to stay in the U.S. for another few years and be a lot closer to Ireland than I was when I was in Sydney. So that's the plan. And upcoming, I just got a position at the SVA School of Visual Arts Summer Painting Residency. So I have my summer plans all sorted.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Great.
Just to remind us and remind people in Greystones, you grew up there, so how will people sort of know you and, you know, what did you do when you were there?
So I grew up in Greystones on Lower Kindletown Road, and I did my secondary schooling at Holy Child Killiney, and then from there I went on to Ballynagan College of Further Education to do a portfolio course in art. So, yeah, so I grew up in Ireland my whole life. I'm a little Irish girl, but, you know, I've just been popping around a little bit.
Excellent.
It's been great, yeah.
Well, we wish you all the very best. Presumably you have a website for showing off your talent.
I do. I have lisamccleary.com, and for anyone on Instagram, it's Lisa McCleary Artist.
Excellent. Great to talk to you, Lisa. We're going to be watching your career with interest, and how good that it's all working like this to get your own exhibition. And I think you're in your mid-20s. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm 26. Thank you so much, Declan. And can I make a little music request before I go?
Oh, go on. Yes.
I have to. Could you play Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic?
Well, believe it or not, that was actually played this morning.
And no!
Yeah,
oh, my God.
But the thing is that I really don't play the songs, but I'll tell you...
Put in a good word.
Exactly. You said it for me.
My God.
Great to talk to you, Lisa.
Thanks so much,
Declan. And keep pumping that jam, okay?
I will. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Lisa McCleary from Greystones there. And she is so successful and building on that success in New York City. Great to talk to her.